Hello, party people, and welcome to another episode of Cast Party, the official podcast of Shays Performing Arts Center. My name is Rita Sirianni, and with me today I have my co-party hosts, Juliana Tracy.
Hello!
And usually Juliana and I might be, you know, taking the lead to explain what's going on the Shays stage, but this time we're gonna give it to Kenny over here, because this is an event that he knows a lot about and he has attended. And yeah, tell us a little more.
Yeah, we're kind of flipping the script today on today's episode. So yeah, 43 North. I've been to this event, or been going to this event for probably the last 4 or 5 years. And it really, I mean, Shays is a cornerstone of Western New York, but 43 North, you know, since 2014 has really taken the other side. You know, Shays Arts and Cultural, 43 North, the organization helping to bring founders from around the world to Buffalo. And that's really the crux of this event that happens at Shays, is that these finalists come on our stage and pitch their ideas and their companies, and ultimately they headquarters, you know, right here in Buffalo, New York, which is wonderful for Western New York. And the energy at Shays for this event is top tier. And, you know, 43 North obviously gets a lot of headlines for this event, but they do so much more throughout the year, from, you know, bringing in, you know, founders and companies outside of even the competition days and years. They bring people year round to try to network and get to know Buffalo, New York, you know, and Western New York, and to bring these companies here. We're just lucky that, you know, they get to have their event at Shays. It's a great cross between two very different sectors, but that night you would never know it. So
yeah, this competition is really cool. It's indicative of something much bigger that 43 North does. And, you know, whenever we talk about the Buffalo Renaissance that's happened over the last decade or so, I think it's folks like 43 North that are a big reason why that's all happening.
And they put Buffalo on the map. It's a place where big ideas can grow. I mean, look at some of the companies, you know, I won't name them, but some of the companies that 43 North has invested with have employed a ton of people in Western New York, and they ultimately bring their families here and they go to Shays, and it's just a full circle. It's a great moment. It's a great moment for Buffalo and Western New York, and to think that we didn't have this here before is kind of, you know, to think that Shays could have been a parking lot at one point. It's kind of in that vein. Like, I can't even imagine it without it.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and so without further ado, we would like to introduce to you all Colleen Heidinger, the president of 43 North, as well as Tiffany Dickinson, the art director. Welcome, you guys. But real quick, for the folks at home, can you introduce yourselves and share a little bit about 43 North and 43 North's mission?
Sure, I can start us out. Yeah. I'm Tiffany Dickinson. I'm the creative director and marketing ops at 43 North. I've been here for 6.5 years, and I can't even believe it's been that long that I've had to work alongside Colleen. So I produce all of the creative and the visuals and the branding that you see for 43 North throughout the year.
Sure.
And then especially, obviously, as we're gearing up for finals, so all the promotion materials. And then I have the privilege of also working super closely with everyone here at Shays to actually produce the show.
Yay.
We were just like, before that little inside thing, we were looking at my calendar before, like, when do you guys load in? And it's all blocked off. 43 North, main stage. Notebooks out, you guys are in.
Oh, yeah. Trust me, that conversation with the AV company was letting them know that they didn't have Sunday was a bit of a shock to them.
Whoa.
No. It's not our fault. Yeah. We had nothing to do with it, the three of us.
Showbiz.
Showbiz, right. Yeah, right.
Yeah. What about you, Colleen?
I have the true honor to lead the team at 43 North. I have been in this role for over 5 years. Prior to that, I did a lot of what Tiffany does now in terms of producing the show and the whole week. So we work very closely together. It's hard for me to let go of the fun stuff, but it's a gift to see the team really step up and execute for us. So year 11 and my 10th personal one.
Oh, wow. That's crazy that it's like you guys have been with these projects for so long. I mean, do you guys feel like with each year there's new challenges, or do you start to feel like, all right, we've got this? Or
as you said, it's show business, so there's always surprises along the way. But I do think that we are definitely more of a well-oiled machine at this point, especially Colleen and I having worked together so closely for so many years.
Important.
So. You know, she misses the fun stuff, but I include you.
This is fun. This is fun. Look at you both are here, right? This is fun. Maybe it's not fun. Who knows? Rita saw your billboard on the way. Congratulations. There you go.
It was a great billboard.
I saw the notebook billboard, and you saw the 43 North billboard.
Look at that.
Perfect.
We got your October planned out.
Right.
The 43 North Finals are framed as not just an event, but also a launch pad. Would you guys be able to explain to some of our younger entrepreneurs listening at home what it means to be a launch pad?
Well, the word launch pad was specifically used for the younger Buffalo community specifically, because, you know, finals is where we really get to talk and show who we are to the Buffalo community, not just the investors and the founders and the people who are already in this world. So as a launch pad, it's just the idea of shedding light on the startup ecosystem that is here and that's right in front of you. And that's actually super accessible, maybe more than you even think. And just kind of highlighting what we're bringing to Buffalo, how we're trying to build up the city, and that you can be a part of it too.
Are there a lot of founders or people in the competition, like, are they seeing Shays for the first time, some of them? Like the whole theater, and they're just like, because we get that reaction too sometimes, and they're like, oh my God, this place is amazing.
Very much the case, including our local semifinalist who I had coffee with this morning. She's never been in Shays. And no matter how many times our team preps folks, including the judges on stage here, about it being 3,000 people and the lights and the camaraderie, they still get nervous. No matter how much prep we do, including rehearsal, like, it's very different when you come in that night and the lights are down and the lights are on you and you can't see the audience, although you think you can. So for most folks on stage, our finalists as well as judges, this will be their first time at Shays.
How many years have you guys been at Shays now doing it?
All 11.
All 11, man.
We used to contemplate moving, to be really candid.
Sure.
And it was very important for me and the board to keep this as a free event for the community.
You can correct me
if I'm wrong, but I think it's one of the few events at Shays that are free.
I think this and the family film series. I can't think of many other events.
So I like that opportunity for the community to be able to come in here for free on our behalf. And the earlier you come, the better seat you get, right? The balcony is all open seating. And just the grandeur of this theater, as well as the history with how it was saved, is very important to us. So, and also being down here on Main Street, right?
We attract folks,
we get people to host pre-parties and post-parties along Main Street. So the ripple effects of having the event down here is really important to us.
That's amazing. And I snuck in last year to like one of your rehearsals. And I got to say, the grandeur of Shays is like matched by your event.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Compliments.
It's always stunning. It looks like something out of a movie or a television show. The way you guys have the screens up and the judges up there. It's just I hope I get a chance to go this year because it really... You guys look really theatrical up there and very, very cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, compliments, Shays.
It really doesn't
overshadow it, but, I mean, they both, I don't know, I love the sets you guys do. And it always changes, I feel like, the set. Like, you always add, because I used to go, before I started working here, I probably went to their event more than I went to any shows, to be honest with you.
I believe
I was just sure I did. I only came to Shays to go to your event. It was one of my favorite things of the year.
Scans.
This tracks for you.
Yeah, no, it does. I knew nothing about theater before I started working here. I still really don't. But you guys have been great teaching me.
You guys kind of mentioned this a little bit, but like, why do you think Buffalo has become such a strong hub for innovation and startups?
Well, I'll start and you can jump into it. Feel free. I think at the end of the day, it comes down to the people in the community, right? We were originally funded as an annual competition. We didn't know as when we were hired, we were annually funded. Mm-hmm. So the growth that we've seen, the commitment from the governor's team, the way that this community has wrapped their hands around this opportunity is the reason why we are who we are. So it's been a gift to be a part of it. And I think we hear endlessly from founders that they're shocked by how people reach out to help, take meetings with them, even if they have no idea how they can help.
Sure.
The camaraderie in the city around tech is only growing. So I think all of that has really been why... Really, we have been this successful, and we're here for year 11.
Wow.
But like you said, the community takes ownership of it, right? Like, and have embraced it, same with Shays.
Oh, yeah.
But the community, like, people say, Brian says this all the time, they're not going to see Mamma Mia, they're going to Shays. Like, because of the identity thing.
Totally.
Like, that's what I would say.
I also like that you guys kind of brought up, like, I mean, we are the city of good neighbors, and I think this is a great platform to showcase that. I feel like we have a very cool attitude about Buffalo, and we have a lot of deep pride. And to see it reflected in how much you've grown is really cool and exciting to hear about. Very cool. So let's see. I was skipping around here. How do you see 43 North raising the bar this year?
Yeah, because we talked about the sets are different, right? The sets are always different.
No, actually,
this is all Tiff.
Well, we don't spoil anything if you don't want to. But
it's not quite that secretive. But, you know, I mean, what I was going to say before, too, just the, like, collaboration and, like, the contrast that you would expect from, like, this highly technical startup show in this, like, really old, beautiful theater. Mm. And, like, that contrast, but somehow it works so beautifully together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, just raising the bar is, we kind of always have a, not tagline, but just sort of a vibe of the mm-hmm. show every year. And, like, while we do raise the bar every year, it's just the continual growth over the years, the continual involvement of the community, and, like, the continual... It's the continuous elevation of the companies that also apply mm. and that really see Buffalo and see its value and how they can come here and grow and give back to our city while they're also growing their business here. So just playing off constantly raising the bar for not just 43 North, not just the companies, but for our whole city.
Yeah, for Shay's patrons that have never been, I mean, the event is like a show. It's like there's energy. It's not just like you sit there and, you know, listen to, I mean, they give pitches, but there's energy. There's the set looks great. So I encourage folks that like a Broadway kind of, you know, it's that kind of level of showmanship. It's that kind of level of tech that maybe in some cases even better than some of the, no offense. In some of the cases, the AV is incredible and the sets are incredible.
I was going to say, sometimes I go in, like, the past couple of years, I've seen them set up.
Everybody's
the
coming in.
And all that, and it's so cool. So, like,
it's a perk of working at Shay's. Yeah. Is you sneak in.
Peek my head in a little.
Yeah. I mean, not to give too much away, but this year, it is the largest screen that we've ever had.
Ooh.
Largest screen we've ever had. And to even mirror a Broadway show even more, this year we're actually having a dedicated intermission for folks.
Oh! So
they can re-up on their beverages.
I was going to say, because the bars do very well that night.
Just trying to help our friends at Chase.
Exactly.
We appreciate that.
You guys are so nice.
That's going to be the sound clip, like, from this bar super. You can have an intermission this year. Wow.
So, like, the first time ever.
Yes.
Yeah, because people do come in and out. I've been to, and they get a drink, and then they go back in. Mm-hmm. But it's always sold out. Every year, there's never, I mean, to your point, it's open seating in the balcony, and it's packed. Like, every seat is full.
I remember one year you guys had top seats as a favor, mm-hmm. and I, like, just had, like, four or five in my bag, and I was, like, I was like, that was so good.
Is that why it was you, Rita? You took all the top
I
seats?
I wait until after the event.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was obviously here that year, and, you know, from all the grand things that we do and, like, oh, I'm part of this huge production and this marketing thing. At the same time, you turn around and there I am placing top seeds on doing the grunt work as well.
Other duties as assigned.
How our whole team is.
I love that. I love, like, yeah, the teamwork and how immersive you guys are and the way you jump in. That's dope.
Well, I mean, we went from, you know, closing, you know, big million-dollar gifts for Shay's to bartending. So it's whatever it takes, right? Yeah. I mean, we're very similar in that. So the cultures, too. Everything just meshes so well between this event and Shay's, from the teams to the event itself.
So speaking of which, what excites you guys most about this year's finalists?
Oh, yeah. The finalists.
I've had the privilege to spend, I've been traveling, and will continue to the next few weeks, to meet some of them.
Cool.
And what I really see shining through here is just some very organic synergies between old Buffalo in the industry that we once thrived on and what's coming through in some of these semifinalist applications and pitches. So, for example, there's a dog food company.
All right.
Right? And the Purina facility that's a bit outside of Buffalo, mm-hmm. right? And so you just feel a bit of that organic connection. The gal that is our semifinalist from Buffalo is already ingrained in this community with Independent Health and many more, actually, and has already felt what it feels like to be, you know, embraced by this community. Yeah, so we're very excited to have her in. there's another one that I thought.
Is it Flo?
Flo, yeah, of course.
<That's mine.
laughs> Flo is working actually in the snow industry. And so
the snow,
you know,
industry?
Adding some technology around the removal of snow, and they can't think of a better place to be.
Yeah. Well,
perfect.
Right? So
does she want my address?
Wait. Like, I feel like, are there years where, like, there's, like, a theme with all the companies? These seems like all the companies are different. Like, those are three very different.
Yeah, they're always different.
I was going to say they're always different.
We're industry agnostic.
And I love that. It can be anything.
Industry agnostic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We like them all when they have a very organic fit for our town. So this year, seems to be kind of organically lining up with historical success for us. So we're very excited, though. The quality of the company is another step higher, as Tiffany mentioned. Every year, we feel that increase in the quality and the traction and the prior investment that these companies come in with. So we'll be very excited. It's going to be very hard for the judges to pick the eight and then the five from the stage.
Yeah, what a good problem.
Yeah, that's a good problem. Yeah, true. Like,
so what, in your view, with all these different companies and, you know, missions, what makes a startup truly investable?
I always like to give my marketing answer first because, you know, I'm not the one that's crunching numbers for financials and fundraising and things like that. But where, you know, we've seen success is in the founders. It's
The people.
They really see how Buffalo benefits them and want to be here and embrace the community, as Colleen was saying. And, like, that is where we've seen the most success. And so me, I'm just a people person. I'm like, oh, you seem cool, and you seem like you've got the dedication and the commitment and the work ethic. I think you'd be great here. So clearly I'm not, you know, in charge of the money, because I would invest it in people.
Well, we do that.
Yeah. Which we do too.
Yeah, but it's, for me, it's really, it's the jockey, right? We love a really strong founder. But also, what problem are they trying to solve? And is it a large enough opportunity to really change how this world does something? Is really how I like to think about technology.
Yeah.
and why are they passionate about it, right? Is there a personal experience that they had that's driving them nuts? Did they have a difficult time in their, you know, like, I always want to know, why are they personally tied to this? Because how is someone going to react on the tough days or when money's really tight if they're not, if their heart's not in it too?
Right.
Right. So all of that combined, but particularly in our case, right, with the Buffalo piece top of mind, right? There's a lot of places founders can fundraise. There's a lot of places founders can call home. There's a lot of programs similar to ours, right? Our investments tend to be larger, but why do they want to be in this town, and how are they going to help us develop our city even more?
Wow. I love that. So when these folks are applying, what is the application process like, and do they have an opportunity to kind of explore that with you or explain that out a bit, or how does that happen normally?
Yeah, I mean, we're very, very straightforward from the beginning that, you know, you have to come to Buffalo as part of this investment. So that has said over and over and over again throughout the entire process. You know, this year we saw over 900 applicants, and then it goes through a series of different judging processes, a written application review, an interview, an hour-long interview. We do background checks. We have hundreds of judges that contribute over the course of the entire application period to then eventually drill it down to the top, this year, 16 companies that come to Buffalo to pitch at semifinals, which is the day before.
Right.
At Seneca
the day
One.
Before, yep, at Seneca, yeah.
Free event, too, open to the public.
Yep.
Will also be live streamed. That's my shameless plug.
Marketing. Streaming.
Yeah.
But so then the 16 will then get narrowed down to the 8 that come here at Chase.
What is that like for, are you guys like behind the stage, like behind the curtain for that? Like, how are they before they go on? Like, that's got to be, like, because Juliana's an actress. Like, that feeling.
When you described, like, the crowd, like, you can sort of see them, but you can't.
Well, you go on, right? Yeah. You speak that night.
Yeah.
Like,
I get the nerves.
I do a martini backstage.
That always helps, though.
Thanks to our friends at Chase.
So raising the bar.
Yeah. Martini helps me raise the bar.
Yeah, but
I love that.
Yeah, for, like, that's got to be similar, right, for an actress and for, like, for the founders going on there, that energy. Like the nervous jitters or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm speaking from myself, like, knowing that there's a large crowd always, like, it makes you nervous, but it also fuels you. And I hope that's the same for the, like, the finalists and semifinalists and all that. And I don't know if you can connect that with when you go up there, but.
I wouldn't say nervous. It's excitement.
Yes.
Like, it's a gift to do this work. It's an honor to go. I know my dad is, like, in tears, you know. Like, so it's just an honor. And usually I'm going on with the good news that is the winners. So, you know, I tend to have short pieces, so I'm not exhausting anyone. But you always underestimate the number of faces and the power of that stage. And we hear it from founders and judges that they just did not
The stage is huge, right? It is one of the bigger Broadway, if not one, right?
It is one of the biggest.
I don't know if it is the biggest, but I know it's one of the biggest touring stages.
It is.
Because every time I go up there and just, I'm just like, holy.
After that addition, I think it became, that was a substantial addition.
Well, just listening to you guys, I don't want to, like, segue weirdly, but, like, I really, like, as a theater person, stories are, like, the huge part of the business, and I really like hearing that 43 kind of focuses or, like, dials in to all these founders' stories, and, like, that really, like, connected it for me a little bit, so I just wanted to, like...
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. It is. It's about the person. It's the jockey, right? And this year, we've been very conscious that we as an organization have an opportunity to be a beacon of light in this community at what some would argue is a difficult time, as well as set off a really optimistic, forward-looking night. And so the team has really creatively incorporated folks outside of our orbit, obviously within our community, so folks doing really great work alongside us to showcase their commitment to the city, too. So it should be a really powerful, heartwarming, exciting night for everyone that's in the show.
I love that. Yeah, it really is an inspiring event. I love to see you guys here every year. I love that we do this. I love that Buffalo is growing in this way. Selfishly, it's really cool to see two female-identifying women roll in and talk about these huge projects. And,
yeah, and they kick ass.
And kicking ass.
They do. They're terrific. They're
very inspiring. This is great. So one thing I like to do with my interviewers or interviewees is a little rapid fire at the end, just to see how you respond. Biggest coffee order during prep week?
For me personally, I get a vanilla cappuccino with an extra shot of espresso in it because I need that energy.
I'm usually just an oat milk latte.
Okay.
But if I don't sleep well the night before, maybe two.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a Manhattan.
Colleen also generously buys all the team coffees almost every day during finals.
Yes. Wow. That's
you hear that, Brian?
Classy.
Brian?
Brian, my coffee order is...
It's not the biggest order. I was like, well, she's ordering. Ironically, as the president, she's ordering all of us coffee.
Yes. That's fearless leadership right there.
Exactly.
What's a better motivator, pressure or passion?
Ooh.
Passion for me.
Motivator, passion, and this word, passion.
One word you hope to hear in every pitch?
Buffalo.
Oh my God.
I'll give a go Bills to that.
One word you never want to hear in a pitch?
To that vein, don't ever say anything bad about the Bills when you're on stage.
That's what's
up.
You
could rewatch last year's finals and see that that did not go well for someone. But I don't want to hear can't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Entrepreneurs should have a way to do things. So,
yeah. Praise the Bills, don't say can't.
Yeah.
All right. Folks taking notes at home.
Noted,
Now, when it's all over, are we sleeping or celebrating?
Oh.
Sleep.
Yeah. Well, we celebrate first and then we
sleep. We already celebrate.
Because a lot of people think our job is done at the end of this show.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we have an after party. We have a dinner with our board. We also, the next morning, meet with the winners from here to sign and tee up the next few months before they move to Buffalo.
Sure.
So we are not done. And then we have a celebratory lunch.
Oh, my God.
And then we go to sleep. Friday is very much a business day, and it's one of our biggest days. They're literally signing all the agreements to commit to our work. But then that weekend, I think we're very happy it's a bye week.
Booked a massage and a facial immediately following our celebratory lunch on Friday.
Yes. Self-care.
That's amazing.
Love this. Yes. Actually, this is not a rapid-fire question, but if you don't mind me asking, so it sounds like, the next phase of your year after the finals is getting folks their paperwork, getting them to Buffalo. Are there any other, big, noteworthy, parts of your year that, are similar to 43 North or similar, energy-wise that folks should keep an eye out for? Or?
Yeah, of course, we find out who the winners are that Thursday night. But they don't actually move to Buffalo until the beginning of January. So we have an entire week that's similar to finals week, where we have fun events for them. We're introducing them to people in the community. We've already identified mentors and, connections for them to really hit the ground running right when they move here. So we have a whole week of events that go on, and like they move into their apartments or wherever they find living space. Some of them are bringing their whole families here.
Right.
So our team also helps them get really set up for success as soon as they get here. Daycares, doctors, apartments.
Date night at Chase.
Pets. Yeah.
Pets.
Date night at Chase.
Yes.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I love that. Yeah. You guys like carry on and make sure there's, that's great.
But I have one already connected to a realtor because he's, if he wins, he wants to look that weekend and find something.
That's
nice.
So
good for him.
Yeah, that shows commitment.
Oh, I love that. Cool. Okay, really quick. But are you more of a Shark Tank energy or a TED Talk style energy?
Shark Tank for me.
Shark Tank?
In this arena, Shark Tank.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In my yoga world,
TED Talk. Do you have any dream celebrity investors?
I actually practiced this one with Colleen because she asked me if I had looked at the prep questions, and I was like, oh my gosh, should I have? And I kind of thought it was going to be super finals related, which, you know, a few years in, it's kind of easy to talk about. And so I had said the first things that come to mind are, you know, the Oprahs, the Serena Williams, the Reese Witherspoon, you know, Barbara from Shark Tank, those. And then me being immersed in the marketing of all of this final stuff, I thought of one of our finals judges that is coming here, Felicia Hatcher. She is a badass. Like,
no, you're saying that.
Yeah,
you are.
She's a badass. I didn't know if I was allowed to say
it. No, yeah, yeah.
She really built herself up to such a huge success, and she focuses on investing in women and underserved founders. And she's a mom, and she works, she's the CEO of Pharrell Williams.
Oh, no way.
Fund, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, so she's just, and she's gorgeous.
And she's going to be a judge.
She's going to light up
the
stage.
She's going to be here at Shays.
This is what I mean. Oaks. Like, if you haven't been to this, like, as a Shays patron, because the overlap, please come. Please come to the show. It is so fun, and you'll get addicted and wanted to come every year. I'm telling you, that's all I got involved.
Oh, that's so cool. She's going to be on our stage. I love that. That's awesome. Let's see. Oh, this is my favorite one. Startup Anthem, Eye of the Tiger, or All I Do Is Win.
All I Do Is Win.
Hey!
What's yours, Rita?
I was like...
What's yours, Rita? You guys are
well, I was like, is there a third? But I guess I would go Eye of the Tiger just because, you know, I was in Philly for a few years, so I got to Philly a little bit and Rocky and all that good stuff.
For us specifically, I like to think if I had $1 million.
Ooh. Yeah.
Girls.
Yes. These are good. So we're kind of near the end of our episode, but, you know, as normally we're like, Juliana and I are a little bit more of an authority and we're kind of like teaching Ken, but this time around I felt like we were learning a whole lot. Is there anything about 43 North Finals that you want our folks at home listening to like part with, or anything that we weren't able to touch on that you think is really pivotal to know about 43 North Finals and 43 North? That's a big question.
I would just say this is one thing that we do. It happens to be the largest and the most, the largest audience, I'd say. But we have companies that are hiring all the time. All of these companies that win on this Thursday night will also be hiring in Buffalo. So for anyone that's interested in thinking about a career change or, you know, wants to come learn how they can be a part of this whole movement, coming down for this 2-hour free event would be a great idea.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that's brilliant. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I also like to not necessarily share my whole story, but I went to art school. You know, I was a graphic designer, and yet here I am in tech. Mm. And so something that we always like to do is sort of break that stigma or, you know, kind of debunk the myths around working in tech, that you don't need to be technical to work in tech, and that there are so many jobs out there, and these companies need, just because they're a tech company, doesn't mean they don't need all those other pieces. So, like, you can find your role at any one of these companies, even if you think you can't.
Yeah, that's such a good point, too. Yeah, I feel so silly thinking about this, but it's like, yeah, you're not only getting these investors to come here, you're getting these investors to invest in the people here. And I hope that anyone who's listening shows up, and maybe you'll have a future career out of this that you didn't plan on.
You're inspired, right?
I'm inspired.
Every time I go to this event, I come out so hopeful, like you said. It is such, like, when you start the night, because, like, I was going to do, like, a day, like, what's the night look like when you come down to the event? Like, Main Street is bumping.
Yep.
Main Street's packed, which, you know, Brian, our CEO, loves to see that. And, like, that's one of our goals here at Chase, is to get, you know, activations along Main, all the restaurants, and everybody comes here, and, like, the lobby's filled of energy. Like you said, everybody's networking and talking. They haven't seen people.
It's buzzing.
It's buzzing. Right. It's buzzing. And then the event itself is. And then everybody comes out after and is at all the bars and restaurants along Main Street. And it's just so great for this community.
Well, I hope all the folks who are traveling to Buffalo for this competition feel welcome and have a great time. And we say break a leg from us to you.
Break a leg.
Colleen, Tiffany, thank you guys so much for taking time out of your schedules. Wishing you guys a wonderful event, and I hope people come out and see what you guys got going on. Let me do some quick campus shout-outs. The 43 North Finals, one night, 8 companies, $5 million on the line. It will be this Thursday, October 16th at 6 p.m., and the tickets are free! So please come. Don't miss out on this wonderful Buffalo-focused event. And tickets are on sale now for Musical Fair's upcoming production of Come From Away, performing October 23rd to November 9th. Second Generation is gearing up for Year in Town, performing at Shea Smith Theater October 24th through November 9th. And thank you all so much. Ken, why don't you play us out?
Cast Party is presented by Chase Performing Arts Center.
Produced by Cassandra Lippert, Ken Lazuski, myself, Juliana Tracy, and Rita Siriani.
Theme song by John Michael Ogletree.
Audio mixing by Dave Lenhart.
Logo and graphics designed by Acacia Crozier.
Marketing and social media by Bridget Neeson.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to Chase Performing Arts Center Presents Cast Party, wherever exceptional podcasts are downloaded.
Or visit us at chase.org.
Bye-bye.